Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. As we've said already, Berlin briefing turns 2 years old this week, and we'd like to invite our listeners to Pratergarten in Prenzlauer Berg this Sunday between 2 and 4 p.m. to say hi and have a drink, hopefully in the sunshine. We can't afford to buy everyone drinks, but we will have Berlin briefing stickers to give away, some door prizes, and open ears for anyone who has suggestions on how we can improve our daily reporting. More details to follow here and on social media. Now, on to the news. In the past, the relationship between the Berlin members of parliament who want to clarify the failures in the construction and planning of BER in the investigative committee was not the best. There were disputes about whether or not the representatives of the people were allowed to visit Tegel Airport. The MEPs have now decided to extend the investigation mandate in order to take a closer look at the present situation on the BER construction site. After all, there is still lively speculation as to whether the opening date in autumn of 2020 will burst like all previous attempts to put the new capital airport into operation. Airport boss Engelbert Lütke-Daldrup, who, for example, is in conflict with FDP faction leader Sebastian Zaya because of his accusations of lying, is now switching to what the Morgenpost describes as charm mode. Lütke-Daldrup welcomed the extended mandate of the BER Committee of Inquiry, stating, quote, "I have the hope that this will make it possible to present the processes at the BER more objectively and transparently." As a result, speculations about the failure of the opening date in autumn of 2020 could be avoided, as in previous months, according to the airport boss. Lütke-Daldrup sees the fact that all political groups want to look at the recent past and the current situation on the airport construction site as a positive sign, adding, quote, "If everyone wants to do this, then this demonstrates a cross-party interest in completing the BER on schedule." Nevertheless, the airport company is convinced that there will continue to be a dispute as to which documents the representatives of the people will get to see, which they will not, or see with only redacted passages. Many files were said to concern the interests of third parties. The next meeting of the Committee of Inquiry should be interesting even without insights into the current situation. On June 7th, not only the testimony of former Airport Supervisory Board member and Senator of the Interior Frank Henkel will be on the agenda. The governing mayor, Michael Mueller, also has to testify. He was chairman of the supervisory board of the airport company until 2017. There was a terrible find on the weekend in Treptower Park as walkers discovered a male corpse at 12:40 p.m. on Sunday afternoon near the Soviet Memorial. Since the man's identity is still unclear, the Berlin police are now asking the public for help. A police spokesman said to the Berliner Morgenpost that the location of the corpse indicated a homicide. On Monday, the police confirmed to the paper that an autopsy revealed that a homicide had been committed. The investigators are now asking for help from the population to ID the deceased. A photo of the man is available on the website of the Berlin Police Department. Anyone who has relevant information or knows the man depicted and can give information about his habits and circle of acquaintances are asked to contact the 7th Homicide Unit on Keithstrasse in Tiergarten. A description of the victim and contact information for the authorities can be found by following the link in our show notes. The Clinic for Geriatric and Palliative Medicine of the Lichtenberg Hospital officially opened on Wednesday. It's a building that, after 2 years of construction and investments of 34 million euros, will be one of the most modern geriatric clinics in Berlin. As of December 31st of 2018, around 380,000 Berliners were 75 years and older, and 57,000 were 65 and older in the Lichtenberg district. Erik Hilf, the 54-year-old head physician for geriatrics at the Sana Klinikum for 6 years, who will now preside over the new building, stated, "The proportion of the older population will grow disproportionately in the future, and it could become intense in 2030 when baby boomers reach old age." He believes they need to secure care and that the clinic is an important step in that direction. The facility measures 10,000 square meters and houses a palliative ward with 10 beds, two geriatric wards with 76 beds, and 25 accommodations in a day clinic. In addition, there is a protective care unit, an area in which dementia patients, among others, are treated for whom it would be more difficult to stay in a hospital due to their disease. Berlin is preparing for the onslaught of football fans for the DFB Cup final between Bayern Munich and RB Leipzig. Traditionally, large fan groups celebrate long before the kickoff on Saturday evening at 8 p.m. in the Olympic Stadium. At noon at the latest, thousands of people from Munich and Leipzig will meet separately in Berlin. The Bayern fans on Alexanderplatz and Leipzig fans on Breitscheidplatz around the Gedächtniskirche. The German Football Association, or DFB, announced that this division had also been carried out with the involvement of the Berlin police. Both clubs are usually dealt more than 20,000 tickets each, and the afternoon fan festivals at noon and afternoon are usually quite loud and accompanied by lots of drinking. With this in mind, Berlin police will have a larger contingent present to keep the two fan camps away from each other in order to prevent aggression and brawls. Last year, there were 2,400 police officers on duty, and this year, there could be a similar order of magnitude, especially at the fan meeting points and at the stadium. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.